Been reading a lot about Mother's Day this week, and since Mr. Linden's not going to preach a Mother's Day sermon, I thought I would. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to say a couple of things. Been reading about Mother's Day. Mother's Day predates Hallmark and Hallmark cards and things. I know some of you think that all of these holidays that happen, Secretary's Day and Mother's Day and Father's Day and stuff like that, was all invented by Hallmark, but it actually predates Hallmark and that organization even existing. And there are many characteristics that we could point to, and most often we turn to Proverbs 31 when we want to see characteristics of a godly mother, but I just want to take a couple of minutes and just highlight something from an area in my reading this week that just struck me, and it's from 2 Timothy 3. Paul is writing to Timothy, and Paul is saying in 2 Timothy 3, Timothy was his child in the faith. Timothy was the one who he brought to faith in Christ, and he was actually wanting to emphasize the eternal influence that Timothy's mom had in his life. In 2 Timothy 3, 14 and 15, it says, Paul tells Timothy and us, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So Paul spoke the gospel to Timothy, but Timothy's mom and grandma were the ones who from his youth instructed him from the scriptures, so that when he was presented the gospel, he had this deposit that was inside of him from mama that said, that's true, that's right, I've studied that, I know that, I've seen that in the sacred scriptures. How did he know about the scriptures? Earlier in the book of 2 Timothy, it says, Paul says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well. Three generations. Grandma spoke the word to her grandchild and to her own child. And then mama spoke the word to the child. And now, Paul says, you've got a good deposit inside of you. You've got the scriptures inside of you because of the influence of grandma and mom. According to Acts 16:1, Timothy's father was a Greek, but his mother was a Jewish woman who was a believer. So it's mom and grandma that taught the scriptures from the time he was a little boy. I think that's significant. Paul's saying in this text that motherhood is a great honor. Motherhood is a great honor. As moms, you have a calling that extends far beyond your own kids. Think for a minute with each one of your kids, the influence that they have, the ripple effect of your good deposit in their lives to their friends, to their school friends, to their college friends, to their acquaintances, to all the way up, the ripple effect, because you have made that good deposit in their life. And it has a ripple effect in their faith, and it will continue on. For some, and I realize this, for some in Mother's Day is a bittersweet day. There's a relationship that's fractured or broken with a mom, or a mom has passed on and everything didn't get said that needed to be said that you would have wished you could have said, or maybe perhaps you're in a situation where mom is of an age now where she doesn't think clearly, there are things you wish you would have said when she thought clear. But for many and for a lot, it's not bittersweet, it's just plain sweet. And so we want to honor the moms today that are here, and the grandmas, and the great-grandmas, and just encourage you to take those scriptures, which you have been doing, and continue to deposit them in the lives of your children. It will have a multi-generational, rippling effect.